Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, can't help but praise him. And Lord, I love you. Praise be to God. Good evening, family. Good evening, my beautiful family, people of God. I'm your host tonight, Pastor Terry. This is Women Speak Now. This is our first Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Second day of our Black History Month. And they call it in the States Groundhog Day. But Black History Month, you know, and I was thinking about that as we were about to get on this broadcast. And I was saying, Black History Month, we have to teach our generations behind us, teach the generations about our ancestors through circumstances and everything that went on when they couldn't even read a book or learn, couldn't get beat down for reading a book. But the word of God they had in their heart, the word of God sustained them. The word of God sustained them through whatever the world was throwing at them. So praise be to God, like the song says, can't help but praise him. We learn to praise God. Everything else around us, whatever's going on within us and the world seems to cease. Praise be to God. Amen, family. You know, the Lord had gave me a word. He gave me a word. I would say sometimes before I get ready to share a word, I said, Lord, I asked him, what? And he kept on telling me, fill me up. I said, yeah, fill me up, God. Fill me up, Father. Sometimes, family, we have to cry out to the Father because our spirits can run low. The only thing that can fill us up and replace that lowness in our spirit is through his word. So I said, Lord, just fill me up. Amen. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come to you, Father, asking in your Son Jesus' name to bind up the spirit of killing, to bind up, Father, the spirit of hatred, to bind up, Father, the spirit of unforgiveness, to bind up strife, to bind up envy, Father, to bind up, Father, anything that not is pleasing in your sight. Father, sometimes we be pleased in our sight, but Father, I pray that we're pleasing in your sight. Father, you see us all from the inside out. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we just lift up our hands right now and praise you, Father. Praise you and thank you, Father. And I pray that we are all drawn to you, all drawn to you, Father, so you can let us know our purposes in you, Father, that they be revealed. Pray in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God, my beautiful family. God is good. God is good all. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the song said, we can't help but praise him. He is good all the time. And our Heavenly Father God, I tell you, he knew there would be times as these. I tell you, we have to know that he is our shield. The shield, oh my God, protects us. He protects us. He is our ever-present help. He said, look up, there cometh thy help. He's our ever-present help in this changing and falling world. He said he put us to be the light of the world because he knew the world was full of darkness. The good news is, family, though, that we all have a secret place. When we all have a secret place in him, all we have to do is find it. It tells us, family, in Proverbs, you have your word of God. Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 17. And it tells us, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Oh, Jesus, the word of God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. He said diligently. When we talk about diligently, that means we care. We love him. And we are going above and beyond seeking more of the Lord in our relationships with him. This is why I say this is our Black History Month, but teach our children their relationships our ancestors had that sustained them through what they went through with their relationship in Christ Jesus, that word of God. When they couldn't go to school and get a formal education, but the word of God. Sometimes we spend a lot of time, we go to colleges and we want to get master's, PhDs, but have you got your degree with God? Are we standing before him? He says, study ourselves to be approved, not to the world, not to your job, but to God. Knowing more of his word gives us more of the relationship with him. It gives us more of the compassion from him. It gives us more of the attributes of Jesus. It gives us more loving. It removes that hate. Praise be to God. I thank God that I'm not who I used to be. I thank him. Amen. But people of God, we must know. In these times, we are built for this. Our prophet Charlene had said that long. We're built for this. God knew we would have trials and tribulations and things that will come against and try and attack our spirit, but he built us for this. I tell you, there are times when things happen, and it puts a drain on our spirit. But I always say his daily bread. It's a daily bread. You can't go without his word of God. It's daily bread. We have to just say hallelujah, the highest praise. I always say / I believe. I believe I am trusting God. I'm going to trust God through it all. He is our compass, family. He tells us when we listen and being obedient to listen. Sometimes we listen to so much things we can't hear God. We can't hear him. We listen to everything else. You get up in the morning, you start cutting on the TV, cut on the radio. You got to listen for God. That's why he said a secret place. But he tells us where to go and when to go. When the word said he orders our footsteps and lights up and directs our path. Always say he fills us up in our visions, dreams, and ideals. Sometimes you got to keep a pad at the bedside because God can give it to them as we sleep. Jot it down because he wants you to share something. It may be a word for you to share, and it may be a word just for me or just for you. Always say when we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, stayed on Jesus. That ain't just no saying. That's something we have to do. It's some action we have to do in that. Beautiful family. I always say, I speak to you under the protection of God, under protection and the provision of God. But family, my family and I, we thank you all from the bottom of our hearts for being here with us and covering us in your prayers. Yes, I said covering us in your prayers. Because wherever you are, they are heartfelt. The prayers of the righteous, he said, availeth much. That's why I said, fill us up, Lord. I always say, Jesus, Jesus. Yes. He makes the darkness tremble. Hallelujah. I tell you, when we all need to have that secret place, the secret place where we can pour out us and cry out of our hearts, God. And spend more time with him. I tell you, when we spend more time with him, the enemy tries. He tries. I said tries. He tries to come steal, kill, and destroy our spirits. But I rebuke him in the almighty name of powerful name, as Minister Jeremiah said, the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm telling you, the word. Oh, Jesus, that's our sword. He said, the battle is not ours, the battle is the Lord's. Amen. Last week, family, I had this prepared for our fourth Thursday. You know I'm now on Women Speak Now, first Thursday. But glory to God, because this timing is always good. But I tell you, as you may have heard, our Pastor E, our very own Pastor E, with his deep covering of prayers for our family on Wake Up and Get Up and Move in Your Purpose, last one of the Wednesdays on the Wake Up broadcast. But we thank you, Pastor E, and we appreciate you and love you so much. Thank you. But I always think about Jesus when the disciples came to him, and they were saying, teach me how to pray. That's the first thing we should do. Our conversations with God, our prayer, the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6 and 9. But sometimes when we go to God in prayer, we just have to listen. Listen and let him deposit in us. Let him relax our spirit. Let him give us the peace. He said the peace that passes all understanding. I always say that because I know at one time I didn't have no peace. I could do everything. God was just doing me and not doing God. But now I thank him for my peace. And family, as you guys may know, we lost this. I always say me, I, but my siblings and I and his aunties and others, I lost my first nephew. That's Sister Ross's oldest son. And you know, I always say, that, and that's our mother's first grand. And that was our mother's, my grandmother's first great grand. She was so pleased she put him in a newspaper. But I said, my gosh, he was lost to a serious assault causing loss of his physical life. And listen, family, I'm saying of the physical life, that life here on earth. I always say, Lord, help us, Jesus. I cannot say to my very own sister, Roz, I know how you feel. because I don't. I don't know the loss of a child. I don't even have children. I don't know the loss of losing a child tragically. But I can say, family, what I can do, I know that I am here for her 100%. I am praying with her. I ain't praying for her. I'm praying with her because she's a prayer woman herself. Praying over her and all around and about her. Amen, family. Praise be to God. And I know she will and we will. And our family, we will get through this because with God, all things are possible. Those who believe, thank you, Jesus. This is what I'm saying again. Those who believe, teach the children, these generations now, teach them about our ancestors. Teach them when they couldn't read a book, but they did know the word of God. The word of God that sustained them. That sustained them when they had to pick cotton. That sustained them when they couldn't look up. Teach them. Teach them their history. I tell you, the good, we have to thank God. We have to thank God for the good, family, and the not so good. Amen. Again, I always say I had to go deep into our wonderful Father God for his wrath. I prayed for his wrath to be upon evil hands. That's why I said I prayed for God to bind up evil, bind up hatred for a law in them. If you're not praising God and praising Jesus, you might have some other spirit trying to get up in you. So I got to praise him on a, I got to praise him on a regular because I'm like, I'm going to, I rebuke you because that devil can be my own devil within me. So I praise God all the time. They might say, oh, she crazy, whatever. Or no, I have to talk to my own flesh. Praise be to God. I tell you, family, we think about it. We are in a spiritual warfare. And that's what I'm saying. If the spirit of God is not residing within us, then another spirit will. Thank you, Jesus. And that's real. I tell you, we are now celebrating. We're preparing to celebrate his life. We thank God for what God has us doing next. Amen. And I tell you, we will keep you all informed. Amen. I am always available via phone number, 714-683-9925, and text and Facebook Messenger. Amen. Always say, family, the word of God says, when one is lost, we go after them. Amen. He said, one and lost, he'll leave the 99 to go after them. When Christ lives within us, we go after them. Amen. We never give up. I always say, we never give up because God didn't give up on us. Jesus. And I'm telling you, sometimes we can run from that, run from saying yes. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. But he didn't give up on us. Amen. Now, family, if you have your word of God, we're going to go to Matthew 18 and 12. I'm going to be paraphrasing some of this. These are red letters, so this is Jesus speaking. He said, he is in your, we always say, he is in your hands, God. Amen. That's when it says, when they're gone and go back, but he's in God's hands, family. Thank you, Jesus, family. I'll tell you, family, we all have come from our Father, and we will all return to him. Our business down here, while we're here on this earth, in this flesh, our business to make them quotations, am I in Christ Jesus? That's personal. Am I in Christ Jesus? I can't say my grandmother was and my mother was and my sisters and my brother. No, my pastor was. No. Am I in Christ Jesus? This is why it's a constant process of examining myself. And it's not as the world sees me, but how does God see me? We can look in the mirror and pretend and change our hairstyle, put on makeup, but how does God see us? He searches our hearts. If our hearts are right, everything, your mind, everything else will be right. Jesus, I thank him all the time, family. Stand ready for his return. I tell you, if we are still down here on earth upon his return and ready for when he takes us out, I'll say takes us out of this good old world. Amen. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God and Christ Jesus for you. This is one of my base scriptures. You know, some base scriptures they just stick to you, that you this is your thing that covers you. It's like part of your shield. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. But that's the will of God. Always say, fill me up, God. Fill me up, Father. We all should be saying that. Hallelujah. But my beautiful family, we must be filled with the Spirit to have a fighting chance. If we're not filled with the Spirit, we can't even rebuke the attacks of the enemy. I tell you, dude, we can't think just because as believers, and that we're going to church every Sunday, that he won't come after us. Mm-mm. Beware. He said, be vigilant. Be vigilant of his tactics. It is a constant state of being filled, a constant state of being filled. Amen, family? I always tell you, we want our Father to fill us up with his word. The word is available. It's free. Right now we got online. If you don't have a paper one, but there's online free apps. You can download his word. It's free. With his anointing, we want to be filled with his anointing. We want to be filled with his power. But we have to ask ourselves: are we still operating in ourselves? He says to us to die to self, to die to our flesh. If we want him to come in and live within us, we must die to our flesh. We must rid us of us. Thank you, Jesus. It's a process. Amen. Do we want Jesus to live within us? We do, right? Our Lord and Savior will not come and reside within us if our vessels, our temples are contaminated with the ways of the world. As I said earlier, hatred, jealousy, envy, strife, unforgiveness, those are negative things of the world. Those aren't attributes of Jesus. When we begin to know more of Jesus, his compassion, his love, we won't have those things of the world in our spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He says we are to be the light that brings darkness out of darkness. Jesus. The light to bring darkness out of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. When you think about it, family, everything, I remember going in the streets of Compton, running around 2 or 3 in the morning. Ain't nobody out there but crooks and police. Lord, help me. But I thank God that he never gave up on me. I thank God for his protective angels being camping around and about me. I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know him. I didn't have my relationship personally with him. I was riding on my mama and my grandmother's coattail. Amen, family? This is what I'm saying. We have to separate ourselves from the things of the world. Things of the world. You know, I haven't watched TV in a bit. Sometimes I'll go online and check the news. But, you know, it feels so good. Sometimes the things of the world, you're looking at it, it can weigh you down. I don't need that in my spirit right now. I'm on a mission to get more Jesus. Amen. This is why I'm saying keeping our minds focused on Jesus, spending more time with him in prayer, times and more time listening to his instructions. Amen. Spending more time in his word, knowing more of him and his attributes. Jesus. And he said for us to be imitators of Jesus. We can't imitate him if we don't know his behavior. We don't know his compassion. We don't know his love. And that's what's going to fill us up. Amen. It tells us, family, in the word of God in John 3:30. It reminds us that we need to do to prepare for his filling. And he says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Now, reading this scripture over and over. He must increase, but I, point our fingers at ourselves, I must decrease. It's a personal matter speaking directly to you and I, clearly. Ain't no ifs and buts in that. He said he must increase, but I must decrease. It's clear instruction on what God wants us to do, what has to be done. Before we can act of a spirit of expectancy, expecting our Father to fill us up, when our old habits and ways are still up in here. My God, help us down here, Lord. Help us down here, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, while we are to be new creations, not our God. He won't be up in here. We supposed to be new creations. We must be right. It says, like they said, get right, church. They talking about that church within us. Amen. I tell you, our God, he is so worthy. We should serve him diligently, wholeheartedly, because he is so worthy for us to follow his direction. Following his direction is being obedient to the word of God. To be his obedient children, amen. Always said, we must decrease from the ways we want to be, the things we want to do. We must let him increase to get our minds in proper alignment with his word. Can't get ahead of God. His will and his way. When we are willing to give up ourselves, he said, give ourselves away so he can use us. When we are willing, that's when he is able to give himself to us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When they say, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that means we must decrease. Thank you, Jesus. Filling us up. We lift him up, and when we lift him up, we draw all men to him. Hallelujah, the highest praise. I tell you, family, we cannot come up with any excuses. You know, everybody say excuse after this. We can't make no excuses for not wanting to be full of the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Again, my beautiful family, there's some things, however we want to say it. There's some things that must be done. Get out of self. It ain't about us. It's about Jesus. We are not perfect, no, but we're seeking him diligently to know more of him, to know more of his character, so we can exude that in our daily walk, that we can be more imitators of Christ. They have that behavior and his characteristics. Getting out of self, dying to our flesh. I always say that's a constant 24/7, 365, 366 days job. It's a job. It's a job, dying to self. They always say no time off, because when our fleshly ways, we allow our fleshly ways to camp out, God's not going to be able to fill us up. Amen. We can ask our Father. Tell you, we can cry out to him for help. A friendly reminder to ourselves, we can too. Speaking loudly to ourselves as we get dressed and prepare ourselves for the day the Lord has given us. Saying out loud, Lord, let me decrease for your increase. Lord, let me decrease for your increase. We can say it as much as we think we need it. We need it more, say it a little longer. We got to be our own drill sergeants. Thank you, Jesus. Saying it and doing it will bring us into existence with natural occurrences of getting up, decreasing. Positioning ourselves for his increase. Thank you, Jesus. His word. Everything else will fail, but the word of God's going to stand forever. Hallelujah. I always say, fill us up, Lord, until we overflow. Fill me up, Lord, until I overflow. Yes, Lord, I want to run over. Don't we want to run over? Don't we want to be full of joy? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, that it's an endless supply within us, an endless supply that we have within us that we can share with everyone that crosses our path. Sharing Jesus. He's not just for us, he's to share. He said we're to be the lights of the world, to bring someone out of darkness. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The highest praise. And family, when we go through things, we're going to go through some things. But our wonderful Father God will fill us back up. Fill us back up with his love. Thank you, Jesus. With his joy. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to always rejoice and give thanks, no matter. I always say, no matter how bleak the situations get and appear to us, but he wants us to be full of joy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, thank you, Jesus, for my fields. I always say, I want to run over. Don't you want to run over? Yes, be full of joy. When we think of our fillings up, being full of the Holy Spirit, amen. When we fill our, think about a fill-up family, when we fill our cars up with gas, we feel great. We fill our refrigerators up full of food, we are so content. When our wallets are full of cash, we are so elated. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, oh my God, we are blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. It said, praising my Savior all the day long, being full of the Holy Spirit. The fiery darts the enemy throws at us, can't touch this. I'm going to say it in my MC Hammer voice. Can't touch this. Thank you, Jesus. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit, sadly. We have to know that we are at war in these times, in these end times. Yes, we in end times. But thanking God for his word that's filling us up daily, preparing us for days like these. Thank you, Jesus. But family, we won't give up. I always say we're going to stay on the battlefield. And we will run and not get tired. Thank you, Jesus. Because we are running for God. We're running for a purpose. Hallelujah. When the Lord is constantly, family, filling us up through our relationships with him in his word, I always say nothing is impossible. All things are possible. All we have to do is just believe and stand firm in our faith in God. Believe, stand firm in our faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's like, who are we going to believe when the going gets tough? How are we going to react? Jesus, I tell you, we must be proactive. He left us his word here to fill us up and to prepare us and equip us for whatever things that the world throw our way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The highest praise. Thank you for filling us up. I always say, finally, I can finally be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And family, that references Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, be strong in the power of his might. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us up, Lord, our wonderful Father family. God fills us up in areas where we feel all alone. I thank God he gave this word a few weeks ago. I did not know this time right now it would be in full effect. Thank you, Jesus. His restoring word. He restores our soul. Hallelujah. This is why I say keep your eyes on the prize. Do not be discouraged. Amen. And his word, family, is our feelings. The bread of life. The bread of life that sustains us. They say day to day, minute by minute, second by second. Hallelujah, Jesus. I would say trust God with all our hearts. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Praise him. Trust in him. Stand in position. Stand in position, family, for our fill-ups. It's a lifestyle. I tell you, the enemy won't stop. We got to praise our way through letting the Holy Spirit lead us. They say, the song used to go, let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let the Holy Spirit lead us. He takes us to the right scriptures in the word of God at the right time for the filling. He knows, God knows when we can open it. If it opens up, if it's a daily, in one of your daily devotion, God speaks to us. He speaks to our spirits. I praise you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Family, we still in the word of God and his word, amen. Let us go to Psalms 103:5. This was King David testifying of God's goodness. Who satisfies your mouth with God, with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? My God, family, we ought to be shouting from the rooftop, jumping for joy. Thank you, Jesus, for your filling us up. Thank you, Jesus. This is what I'm saying. If your spirit feels low, redo it. Fill it up with the word of God. Every time we open the word of God, we should go in with a high expectancy to be filled. Not be filled with no low regular, but high octane. As you go to the pump, you want high octane. You want premium. The Lord, say, Lord, just fill me up with the highest. Praise be to God. Come to our Lord only. We got to say, God, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Fill us up, God. Fill us up with good things. Glory, hallelujah. I remember the book of Acts, family, in the book of Acts 2:1-4, when the Holy Spirit filled them up. The Holy Spirit is a confidant, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is a guide, and no one prays for us. When you say that we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit starts praying for us. It utters for us. I tell you, when we are in a personal relationship, it's personal. You know, we fellowship together, and we do everything. We study the word of God together. But when you're in that personal relationship where God speaks to you, speaks to your spirit, he calms your spirit, whatever you're going through, we can enjoy the filling of the spirit. I tell you, when you have those midnight hours, I know I have some, the moans and groans, the Holy Spirit takes them away. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. The sign said the highest praise, hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes you just say it out loud, hallelujah, Jesus. It calms you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I heard a word the other day. It was speaking on surrendering. Surrendering. We think surrendering where I'm from, you'd be like, that's some kind of surrender. People think about surrendering to the police. But surrendering. Some of us struggle with surrendering to God. That's why he said dying to our flesh. For his to increase, we must decrease. Surrendering to God. I tell you, we know how when we get into, we know surrender means when you get in police stuff. But my God, when we give everything over to God, we get out of ourselves, out of our way. As we empty ourselves, he is able to fill us up. Fill us up to overflowing. I can, family. I say we should be shouting glory, hallelujah. Family, we still got the word of God in front of us. Amen. Let's go to Romans 5:5. And it reads, now hope does not disappoint, but the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest praise. I am blessed by the Most High God. Glory, hallelujah. Jumping for joy in the fullness of his presence is where we long to be. Shandaraboshe, Jesus. We should be constantly preparing ourselves for his filling. Amen. When he wakes us up, family, in the morning, opens our eyes, we should be listening and receiving our daily filling. We wake up and we pray to our Father, but there are times when we need to just sit. He said, be still and listen to the Father. Listen for his instructions. Listen for his directions. Because when we get up sometimes, family, we have not heard from him. We are going alone in our day. When the phone rings, that's what's being deposited within us. When the doorbell rings, that's what's being deposited into us if we haven't went to God first. And Lord, let us not reach out, get out of our places of employment without his filling. Us with his instructions, preparing us for today's journey. Like I said, it's been another day's journey. He prepares us for each day. I tell you, we cannot step out of our doors, family, before we step foot into our car. Something or someone can try to attack our spirits. Yes. Yes, that quick. We need his feelings. Amen. We do not feel our cars, when we don't fill our cars, our trucks, motorcycles, whatever you're rolling in, how long, how far do we think we can go? You need a filling too. We can't go far without God filling us up. We won't get too far. Amen, family. Always say, let the Lord fill us up with his full armor. The full armor of God, family, is what we need. I'm not going to read through it, but that's referenced in Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. The full armor of God. Right now, Lord, I pray that we all ride on the feet, the gospel. The feet, the gospel. Carry us, Lord. Keep us, Lord. I always say, family, please read it in entirety. And as my mentor, Pastor E, Dr. Edward Hamilton teaches, read it four times to get familiarity, to get understanding, to get revelation. Then we can apply it to our walk. Read it four times. I thank God that he's been my pastor through these times. And he's been our family pastor and family. Amen. But praise God. I always say, Father, we can ask him to dress us. I always say, we can ask the Father to dress us as parents. Parents, you those who have children, I tell you, you dress your children, then you teach them how to dress themselves. Our Father wants us to dress ourselves, filling us up with the Spirit through his word. Amen, family? Family, when we read, watch, and listen to everything of this old world, but are we guarding our eyes and our ear gates? Thank you, Jesus. Family, if God is not filling us up, the world or others, or we might be full of ourselves. Jesus. He said that's not decreasing for his increase. Amen. I tell you, this is, family, this ends my session of What's the Word? Fill us up, God. This is my session with What's the Word? Amen. He must increase, but we must decrease for his filling. Amen, family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for being a good and everlasting, ever-loving Father, faithful in all your ways, for being a constant in my life, in our life, and never leaving us, Father, and never forsaking us. Father, we give you glory. We magnify and we lift you up. We glorify your name, Father. We bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Thank you for his filling. Amen, Father God. I pray right now, Father, that we spend more time with you. More time, Father, to be approved by you, Father. The only way, Father, in the name of Jesus. I always say, Father, let us in the name of love, on the gospel of peace, in the name of Jesus. At this time, I'm going to turn it over, family, to Dr. Edward Hamilton. This is my session of What's the Word? Fill us up, God. Fill us up.
Amen. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us
Amen.
Up.
Amen. Fill us up, God.
Oh, excuse
Hallelujah.
Me. Fill us up, Lord.
Yes.
Empty us out and fill us
yes,
up.
Yes, Lord. Fill us
what
up.
What an awesome word. God
Thank
bless you,
me.
Woman of God. Now
Praise
we're on the
God,
first Thursday.
Yes, yes, sir. Amen. He said he
so
made the first,
we're excited.
Last,
I think
last
I think you said the first and fourth. You're gonna continue with your fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But,
amen.
Yeah,
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, first
amen.
And fourth.
Awesome
they're
word.
Be back
awesome word.
Back. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, they
All
will be. They will be
God,
back to
yeah.
back. Yeah. They'll be back to back from the end
so,
to
well,
the beginning.
I'll talk
okay.
to Lisa. I'll talk with her and see, but we'll see. We'll talk. But you know what, though, Pastor E? I'm believing in faith in God that some of these women on the line are going to say they want to take a broadcast because, you know, I tell you, it feels so good to just share the word of God with somebody because I know I've been on the broadcast, Pastor E, you know, when I first started, just hearing some of the ministers and pastors sharing the word when I push one. And you know, the word, it's not Jesus. Our relationship with him is not just for us. It's to be
right.
It's we're just vessels to share it. And I thank God, Pastor E, for you being my mentor And when you, at a time, you know, at a time, but even getting us with our family and being through us, you've been through us with a lot. So, but God has been through us with it all, Pastor. You know that too.
Amen. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Well, we're excited, yes, family, as you heard Pastor Cherry mention, continue to keep your complete family in prayer. That's the church family. That's the immediate family. That's the extended family.
Yes,
as we are going through this season right now. Awesome word, woman of God. I'm excited to see where we're going and what God is doing. And you heard what she said. If you're out there and you want to talk to us about maybe a possible opportunity to broadcast here on the Now Network, please reach out to myself or Pastor Terry or any one of the other leaders that you know are here. And let us help you get your ministry started. But, you know, one good thing about it is that everyone that was on this broadcast when you first listened to it, and you remember I had many people, they all have grown and started their own network. So there is an accomplishment in that it just wasn't something that messed up, you know, it fell off. No, people grew and did just what they were supposed to do. Now we need a new crop of young people that are looking for their place and what God would have them do. So thank you so much tonight for giving us that awesome word to acknowledge the fill up. The fill up. Go to the tank
fill
tonight.
Up.
You know, go to the fill up station tonight and get your fill up tonight. Amen. Come on, let's praise him. He is worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on,
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Go ahead, pray us out of here, Pastor.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity, Father. Father, I pray that the word I shared as your vessel, Father, didn't fall on deaf ears, and I pray that the hearts were open to receive. Father, we thank you for your sustaining grace that fills us up, Father, fills us with joy, enables us to rejoice in all circumstances. Father, you said in your word for us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for that is your will in Christ Jesus for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I say amen. Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Amen. Good night, beautiful family. Praise God.
Family, thank you for joining our daily broadcast. Join us.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.